Only 6 degrees in Buffalo just ahead.
For years, you could hear Ray Marks deliver the news with his smooth and commanding style on the airwaves.
At 3:40 this morning, the Radio 55 5-day forecast.
That was one of Marks's broadcasts from the early 1990s while working at WGR Radio. Now, his voice weakened a bit by chemotherapy treatment, Marks is back on the airwaves to discuss his very personal health journey with WBFO. He wants to emphasize the importance of monitoring one's health.
If I didn't go to the doctor, I don't know when this might have surfaced, except I was feeling worse and worse, weaker and weaker, and I'm sure it could have led to some calamity.
Last August, Marks was feeling like he had a bad cold and experiencing weakness. After having his blood drawn, he was diagnosed with myelodysplastic syndrome, previously known as pre-leukemia.
Classically, myelodysplastic syndrome patients have present with bone marrow failure.
Roswell Park Cancer Institute Dr. Elizabeth Griffiths. She's treating Marks, and he gave us permission to speak to her about this cancer and his treatments.
The symptoms of bone marrow failure are things like shortness of breath, bleeding, frequent infections, and indeed a majority of people that I see complain of shortness of breath with exertion or fatigue as a sentinel part of their disease.
As the doctors put it, might pass away in like a year to 14 months. Well, so obviously the stem cell transplant is possibly curable.
Dr. Griffiths noted that this form of leukemia is common as people age, as our stem cells are exposed over a lifetime of living.
I'm sure everybody has been standing behind a car that made black smoke, has had exposure to paint sometime over the course of their life. Maybe you might have taken x-rays of your feet and shoes when you were little. All of those exposures that you have in the course of your lifetime, your stem cells are exposed to those too.
It's terrible to have it, but I'm also realizing at least there's a chance for me. And after this transplant, I'm hoping and I'm convinced that I'm going to do well.
Marks wants to share his story to help raise awareness of this disease. From his past broadcast career as a former Channel 4 news producer, Marks once worked with the late news anchor Bob Koop, who initially battled leukemia very privately. Marks wants to take a different approach.
And it was very tragic when he actually had a news conference about his pending demise. And I just decided that I'm going to do it the other way. Plus, I know I'm going to beat this. So, we lost Bob, and it was a huge loss. And I'm expecting to make it. And it's one thing about stem cell transplant. It saves many lives.
Marks, though a retired broadcaster, has spent the last decade helping to teach broadcast and public speaking classes at several area schools. He's also an avid fisherman who resides in Angola along Lake Erie. He's been a local liaison for the Veterans Administration's Healing Waters Project, teaching wounded vets how to fly fish. As he prepares for the stem cell transplant at Roswell, he's been undergoing an aggressive chemotherapy routine. On for 7 days, off only two. It requires shots in his stomach. He also receives blood and platelet transfusions to boost his body. But the treatments haven't prevented him from teaching a class.
That calls for a hug. That's awesome.
Marks used a walker as he completed his final public speaking class at Madai College this semester. Students have been inspired by their teacher's personal health battle, many referring to how he taught them to overcome their fears of public speaking.
The perseverance he has is incredible.
Alex Yabernetsky is a second-year psychology major who was taking the public speaking class.
I don't want to speak for all of us again, but just from my personal experience, I mean, just seeing him go through what he has to do, and just really reflects me as a person as well, and what I can do. It's just another thing on his character can rub off on all of us, and we can learn a little thing or two.
When he told the students about his illness this past fall, freshman Liz Barrett, also a psychology major, immediately contacted Roswell to donate platelets.
So I called Roswell, actually, 2 minutes after I got out of class, I called them and asked them what I can do to help, and they told me they need platelet donations. So, and you actually can donate to a specific person, so you just need their patient number, and you just tell them there, and they give it to that person.
So your platelets are truly going to Ray?
Yes, on my bag itself it says Ray's name and his patient number, so my platelets go right to Ray.
I am so touched by all the students. They know what has been happening, and a number of them actually donated blood. And so what can you say about that except that You know, sometimes people today say that young people don't get it. Well, I would argue with them that indeed they do get it.
Fortunately, two donors in the U.S. have been confirmed agreeing to offer their stem cells to Marks for his transplant surgery next month. But recovery will be long and his system will be vulnerable. Marks will remain hospitalized for about a month, but his outlook is filled with optimism.
Let's face it, all of us human beings, at one time or another, are going to leave this planet. So, in other words, who am I? I mean, I don't want to go yet, obviously, and I have work I want to do. And my students, quite frankly, just give me, really, the vibes come back to me where I just have more energy.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.